talk Southwest Golf. You got a couple of weeks of work in the books. You got your first meet. You're hoping. I know that forecast for next Tuesday doesn't sound too whoopee, but I think you're excited about this bunch of kids out this year, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. The weather's kind of been windy the last couple of days, and then it's going to turn around and be a nice cold day next week, so that'll throw a little wrinkle into everybody's plan. But no, we bring two kids back from our RPAC runner-up team last year with Houston Builder and Alex Lashley, so that's a nice group of leaders to be leading this team. We have Briar Lampe, who's a part of the team for the third year now. Didn't quite make the varsity spot last year with our heavy group of seniors, but he's cracked that this year, and we got two freshmen coming up, one who's played a little bit before and one who's very, very new to golf. So it's fun to see the difference between our top all the way down to our bottom.
So once again, you got enough to field a team. That's always what you're looking for. Good numbers, enough to get a team score for the year.
No, absolutely. Having the team score. Everybody says golf is an individual sport, which it is, but at the end of the day, if you can bring home individual placers and a team plaque or team medals, that always makes the day a lot better.
I'm sure Houston back, once again, kind of your number one guy. I'm sure he's got high expectations and wants to make it to a state tournament in the worst way, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I think he shot the school record last year with an 80, so having him back is good. Haven't really talked much about state, trying to keep it simple and keeping it meet by meet and improving every day, so we'll see. Don't want to jump the horn too early, but he likes his chances, and I like where he's at already this year. So,
hey, Cambridge Invite, once again, kick things off. That's, of course, you guys play a lot, so you know that one pretty well, don't you?
Yeah, we get out there, and we fight all 16 of Cambridge's kids every day to see who can get more holes in. So it's a fight, definitely. So.
And you'll be battling some other RPAC conference schools. I know Hitchcock County is going to be good this year. You know, Cambridge has got good, you know, better numbers, it sounds like, this year. You'll face some of those other you know, schools. The RPAC schools always have and post some pretty good scores meet after meet, don't they?
Yeah, I just actually put in the team stuff today. So I was looking over some of the other schools, and I looked back at some of last year's team results and stuff, and there's quite a few RPAC schools that are gonna be bringing some very talented golfers back, so there's never a day where you're just gonna walk in and expect to do well. You're gonna have to go out and earn it every single day, so, but that's what you want. So
yeah, a little bit of experience, a little bit of youth for you. It'll be fun to watch both, won't it?
Yes, absolutely. It's fun to watch the good get better, but I like watching those bottom guys have that light bulb moment and go, oh wow, that does work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. You just gotta trust in yourself and do what we've been practicing for 2 weeks now, and everything will go smoothly.